today. Your take on the interaction from London.
Number one, President Sarkozy, who's actually Hungarian and not French, I would tell him in Hungarian because I speak fluent Hungarian and any number of other languages, te hülye vagy, mit beszélsz, te nem is tudok mit te beszélsz. What I'm saying is, you're crazy, and other superlatives like that. You're out of your mind. If you had to pick one leader out of the Middle East in which to lend your support to and believe that they're always going to be there to back you up, take one country out of the Middle East. Right. Who are you going to go to? Hamas-led or Hezbollah-led governments?
Point.
Or the people who are going to go and carry the flag of democracy everywhere? The best friend America's ever had in the Middle East are the Israelis.
Sure.
Period.
Hey, Gene, you just did some, what sounded to us, although we don't speak Hungarian, it sounded like it was very fluent. Now, if the three of us wanted to, for instance, go online and speak to somebody in Hungarian or French, would you have any idea how we could do that?
You're leading the witness, Your Honor, and I appreciate it. You put it right over the plate, and I'm about to hit it right out of the park.
All right.
In the interest of full disclosure before the fact, I'm a partner in Ortsbo.com, O-R-T-S-B-O.com, the world's largest universal language translator. You, Ducey, can get on your cell phone or on your computer for free and talk to somebody in Iran in Farsi and make sure that they know that there's a free world out there. And go to Ortsbo.com, get on Facebook, pick your language, which is Farsi, and start communicating in fluent Farsi.
Real
there,
time.
They would answer you back in real time.
That's really neat.